Nate's Arrow inside the LAProductions.us studio. First, the trailer to The Public Image is Rotten. And then when we come back, we'll be unplugged and totally uncut with Johnny Rotten, John Lydon, from the Sex Pistols.
We were completely thrown in at the deep end right from the start. There's not very much fun being in a band like that. Having to deal with a management was more into the sensationalism aspect of the thing. I wanted immediately to start a new band, and one that would approach it without that media mockery attached. So I used the term Public Image Limited. We started rehearsing and the songs just flowed.
The way that record starts out really changed the landscape.
It was like a diagram of how to write a song.
We were quite a wild band. There was always a huge undercurrent of danger.
When push comes to shove, you shove back. The media wanted to bury me. I had to really, really fight for my survival.
Metal Box, it changed my life.
It's one of my favorite albums ever made.
When I left, I said to John, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to be leaving.
I'm leaving the band.
The list was damn well endless.
Rise was what kicked everything off again. The success of that song was what, Virgin had wanted all that time, remember, a hit record.
Because up to that point, I hadn't considered that people actually really respected me inside the music world itself.
John gets up and he starts singing. There's a kind of wind that he creates. You just sort of put your sail up and just...
Hello! Are we ready, boys?
Arrow, you're on with John.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you doing today, sir?
It lives. How are you?
Fantastic. I got to be honest with you. I have never seen so much footage on the Sex Pistols in my life than in this documentary. In fact, I want to call it a punkumentary.
Well, I mean, there's enough of that, but there's a hell of a lot more besides.
You got it all stored away in the closet or something? Why is there are so many things that I'm seeing for the very first time in this rockumentary?
Well, I hope that's because you lead a sheltered existence.
The story, everything that you see inside, it's called The Public Image is Rotten. You guys, in 2018, we're rotten, but man, I'm telling you, I wish that we would have had a better view of you guys instead of the headlines back in the 1970s and 80s.
Yeah, well, that's what we thought too. But unfortunately, it did all get really confused up in sensationalism, which wasn't such a bad thing because we could have all done with a bit of that then anyway. So that did serve some kind of purpose. But the deeper content and the point and trying to be honest and tell things truthfully, just for once, kind of got lost. And so when the Pistols collapsed, I quite happily formed Pill with the full-on intent of absolutely telling the truth in music from that point on and hoping that my mum and dad would be proud of me. Rather than ashamed because of the nonsensical headlines.
The one thing I've learned about the Sex Pistols and the punk movement is that it was the headlines that called it punk, but you guys were actually playing a shape of the blues, weren't you? I mean, because there was a deeper purpose to your sound.
What is a shape of the blues? Explain that one to me.
Well, the shape of the blues is that when you really went in there and looked at the lyrics, you were really talking about the streets. You before rap music, you guys were already talking about reality.
Pure street. Yes.
To be pure,
what we call council flats, the working class, the poor, the disenfranchised, the neglected, the abandoned. The hated, the frowned on, the ill-educated, all of these titles, the unemployed, all of this. Yes, that's what we came from, and that's exactly what we were representing.
And that
by a media in them days was absolutely not to be tolerated, because the class system in Britain was so all-pervasive and dominating that it did not want to hear a voice of the lower classes in any way, shape, or form, and treated all of it as revolution and must be stamped out. And this is why in them days I was discussed openly in the Houses of Parliament under the Traitors and Treasons mm-hmm. Act, mm-hmm. which at that time, if it led to a negative conclusion, carried a death penalty.
Yep.
And this is what the power of words for a working class boy can create. So I did well, didn't I?
You did. Well, here's how well you did. Last
I survived.
Last week, I'm in a conversation with a gentleman that has written about East German punk rock, and he flat out said, if it wasn't for the Sex Pistols, the Berlin Wall would not have come down. You guys are the ones that were so brave and honest in the beginning that you inspired the other side of the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, well, even wrote a song about it, didn't we? My gosh, yes. It's called the Berlin Wall.
and that's what's so inspiring about what you did, because even today, as punk rock continues to grow forward, are you going to participate with this new level of punk in any way? Are you going to produce? Are you looking for bands? Are you going to come back out on tour?
No, but Public Image is on tour. It's now a completely different approach, right. But to the same point and purpose. To be honest, to have integrity, to have empathy for your fellow human beings, and to tell it truthfully. Public Image is more, we explore our own emotions, our own hatreds, our own pet fave things, all the negativity and all the positives that go into being a human being, which I think is by far the more interesting journey. I've dealt with the institutions, I think, quite well.
Yeah.
Now I want the internal structures of the people running them. And I don't see how you're going to ever change the world until you realize the faults you have inside yourself first. Then you can tear everybody a new backside.
And that's every reason why listeners need to read your book, because your book is hands-on, the way that you bring reality and truthfulness forward.
Well, maybe I should be a priest. because I've said this before, but I absolutely believe it. A Public Image gig now is like a proper church meeting where everybody's singing and being joyous and happy to be human, but without the religion.
Was there a part of the journey that you still hold on to tightly? I mean, adding Bob to the business lineup of what was going on, you guys didn't want to play by anybody else's rules, but yet he still became the manager of types. And I know you hate that word, manager.
The manager of what? Is that what I am?
No. Well, the manager of the Sex Pistols, because, I mean, you guys were such free form, and you didn't need that kind of a buckling down of sorts.
Well, the management at that time was running off in such a silly direction that we just closed the door behind him. He got lost up his own whatever. It's irrelevant, because if none of those things happened, the negatives as well, then I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
And so it's happened, chance, everything. There's a great deal of luck about the story of all of our lives, and we have to know that. And people like the ex-manager, him, they'd pretend that it's all part of a very clever plan.
Right.
Nonsense. No, you can have all the good planning you like, but it will never work out properly. The only thing that ever works out is if you've got a good, honest heart and soul. And then you will learn to endure the lies and thievery of people like my ex-managers.
Yeah. Wow. Brilliant rockumentary. Brilliant rockumentary. I can't wait to talk to you more in the future, sir. I could spend hours with you and create a darn good showcase of your gift to the world.
Thank you. And anybody who wants to see us live, we're starting in October the 9th in New Orleans. So please, y'all come now. If you need to know any of the dates, please go to pillofficial.com. It's our website, and it tells no lies. and that will list all the gigs. Right? Don't go elsewhere, because you will be fibbed to. Right?
You're so brilliant, man. Have a great day today, okay, sir?
Yes. Hallelujah.